Chapter 5, The Beautiful Lady.
Dr. Seward's story continued. After the funeral for Lucy and her mother, there were odd newspaper articles about children in the neighborhood. Several children had gone missing all night, and when they returned home, they talked about a beautiful lady. The police dismissed these stories as children just repeating the excuses of others. One afternoon, Van Helsing came to my office and thrust last night's Westminster Gazette into my hand. "What do you think of that?" he asked, as he stood back and folded his arms. The article was about children being decoyed away at Hampstead. I reached a passage where it described small puncture wounds on their throats. An idea struck me, and I said, "Whatever it was that injured Lucy has injured them." "I'm afraid it's more serious than that," Van Helsing said. "The wounds were made by Lucy herself." In sheer anger, I rose up and said, "Dr. Van Helsing, are you mad?" He looked at me with a pained expression. "If only I were." Then he held up a key. "This is the key to Lucy's tomb. Come with me, and I will show you." That night we entered the tomb where Lucy lay, but when Van Helsing moved the stone slab over her coffin, Lucy's body was not there. We waited outside the tomb, and soon we saw a figure in white go inside. We followed the figure into the tomb, and once again, Van Helsing moved the stone slab. There lay Lucy, her face white, but with blood-red lips. Indeed, a few spots of blood were on her chin. Van Helsing pulled her lip back, and I could see long white teeth stained with blood. Quickly, we left the tomb. I was shaking as Van Helsing explained what had happened. "Lucy has become the victim of a vampire," he said. "She is feeding off these poor children. Soon she will be strong enough to kill them. She has become one of the undead. We must free her from this curse, but we will need her fiancé, Arthur." The next day, we met with Arthur. At first, he reacted in much the same way I did, calling Van Helsing a raving lunatic. My long friendship with Arthur enabled me to calm him, and with Van Helsing, we persuaded him to visit Lucy's tomb that night. As before, when we opened Lucy's grave, her body was not there. We went outside to wait. Soon after, we saw Lucy arrive. She was carrying a child. When she saw us, she hissed like an angry cat and threw the child to the ground. Suddenly, she walked toward Arthur. She spoke in a soft voice that sounded loving but was hard underneath. "Come, my husband," she said. "Leave them and come rest with me." Arthur began to move toward her, as if in a trance. I grabbed his arm and held him back. Van Helsing leapt forward and brandished his crucifix. Lucy shrank back. She went to the entrance of the tomb and passed through the closed door. We followed her inside and found her laying in her grave, as if asleep. Van Helsing handed a hammer and wooden stake to Arthur. "You must set her free," Van Helsing said. "Drive this stake through her heart the second I begin praying." As Van Helsing started his prayer, Arthur pounded the stake with the hammer into Lucy's chest. Tears were streaming down his face. Her body moved and struggled. Arthur hit the stake again, and Lucy's body changed instantly. It became limp, and her face became peaceful. It was the real Lucy again, not the terrible monster she had become. At last, she was free.